All right, well, I know you've all been studying hard this week, and we're anxious to see what you've got to present, and I'm sure you're all anxious to present it. But before we get started with the youth program itself, we're going to call on Justin Patterson, and he's got a short address prepared for y'all. So if y'all all pay attention to him, he's going to get us started here.
Good afternoon, kids. I hope that you've had as much fun as I have this week. More importantly, I hope that you have learned something this week. You have great teachers that have given up a chance to hear the talks and the study classes for the adults for you. I want to thank them for doing that. And why do you think they do that? Because each and every one of you are loved. It is so important that you are learning and growing up around the truth. All of you know what a house is. A house is what we live in. Someone tell us what the secret to a good house is. One that doesn't fall apart. A foundation. What I want to talk to you about today is a story found in Matthew chapter 7. It has two houses. One was built on sand and one on a rock. It's a wonderful story about how we should live. The story says that the man that heareth Christ's commands and follow them is the man that built his house on the rock. The story also says that the people that hear Christ's commands and refuse to do them are the house built on sand. The winds and the rains came. Let's look at what happens. So here you have the house that was built on the rock from those that follow Christ's commands. And then here you have the house that was built on sand. It's the man that doesn't follow Christ's commands. And here we have the storm of life, the temptations that are going to draw you, put you in a position where you may not be able to follow Christ's commands. So let's see what happens. See that? So the water we just poured on these two houses signifies what happens if we try to live our own lives and not do what Christ commands us to do. We all must search to find out what those commands are. And how do we find out what Christ's commands are? The Bible. So you should read your Bible and get help from those around you in the truth as often as you can. I want you to know how lucky you are to be brought up around the truth. It's hard to appreciate some things while you're growing up. But make sure you know how fortunate you are growing up with so many people that care for you and want to make sure that you get off to a great start in learning the truth. To the older kids, you will be, if not already, faced with a lot of temptation and trials. The only way to get through those temptations is to continue to surround yourself with the truth and Christ's commands. I want you to know that we are all here to help you, and some have been through the same temptations that you will go through. It may seem that those that partake in those temptations get great enjoyment from them. You will find, though, later in your life, if you haven't already, that the emptiness that comes from partaking in those temptations. You might be waiting on something to get baptized. You may want to live more of your life before you're baptized. You need to work with your parents and your grandparents and others in the truth. If you feel that it is time to get baptized, you need to not wait. It may come too late, because we know that baptism doesn't bring responsibility, but knowledge does. But it ultimately needs to be your decision. Kids, we've just seen what happens to you if you don't follow the commands of Christ. You see this house is really torn up. It's not really a house anymore. I want you to know that each and every one of us loves you and wants you to know that you can come to us with anything and we'll try to help you. I want you to also know how special you are. You are what makes High so special. Let's all work on learning Christ's commands and follow them.
Thank you, Brother Justin. Notice we had some interested listeners there. It's great to see. All right, well, we've got several groups and individuals who are going to present for us this morning. We'll go roughly by age, so youngest will be going first and the oldest last, in that general order at least. So we'll go ahead and get started with the 6 and under class, who was taught by Amy. And if the 6 and under class could come and line up on these benches, and they're going to answer some questions for us. Show us a little bit about what they've learned this week. All right, are you guys ready? Yeah, kind of. You nervous? You don't have to be nervous. You guys know this stuff, right? All right. The first question. What is your memory verse?
You're my friend. What I command you. John 15:14.
Excellent, guys. That's great. All right. Question two. What did we learn about this week? Excellent. What did Daniel do when the king commanded people to pray only to the king?
Pray to God anyway.
All right, great, guys. How should we be like Daniel?
We should obey God.
Exactly, obey God. What did the Good Samaritan do?
He helped the man.
Very good. What does that teach us? Exactly, to help others. How many of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed came back to thank him?
One.
Very good. Should we be like the one or like the other 9?
Like the one.
And do what? Exactly, say thank you for everything. Did the widow share with Elijah even when she barely had enough food for herself and her son?
Yes.
What did she do?
She
gave him the food first. What can we learn from her?
To share.
Exactly, to share. Did Joseph try to punish his brothers who sold him into Egypt?
No.
Exactly. How should we act when people hurt us? Exactly. We should forgive them. Very good, guys. I can tell y'all learned a lot this week. Thank y'all. All right. Before we hear the 7 to 9-year-old group, we're going to get Timothy to come up and answer a few questions about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Does that sound all right, Timmy?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's do it up here so everybody can see it, okay?
Stand on the floor. Either way, it's fine.
All right, Timothy, what are you going to tell us about?
This story is one of my favorites.
Excellent.
It's about Nebuchadnezzar. Who's it about?
That's okay.
Daniel.
Who had the dream?
Nebuchadnezzar. He dreamed about an image.
Very good.
And the image was The head was kind of gold. Babylon, but it's kind of done in a funny way. It's not like Babylon. It's not Babylon. Babylon.
That's correct. What about the chest and arms?
The chest and arms was silver, Medo Persia, belly and thighs of brass. That was Greece. It's not like in the DVD.
What about the legs, Timmy?
The legs was belly and thighs of and the legs were iron. That was Rome.
Excellent.
The feet was iron and clay, divided into kingdoms.
Excellent. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this image?
This image is, we done it, but it took us a little, it didn't take long to glue. It just took a glue sometimes some work. Stone. The stone. I didn't even forget the stone.
What's the stone do?
The stone, they, he threw it up. Bang.
Good job, Jimmy. All right. Thank you, Timothy. That was great. And we've got one more individual that's going to come up and answer some questions for us, I believe, before the 7 to 9 year olds go. Is Bo Neely ready to come up? All right. He looks ready. Bo Patterson, this is.
Where is God at?
Up in heaven.
And who is his son?
Jesus.
And where is Jesus at?
Up in heaven too.
And where is God everywhere also?
With his spirit.
With his spirit. Tell him, all right.
All right.
Thank you, Bo. Thanks, Bo. The next group we're going to have is the 7 to 9 year old class, which Sister Cindy's been instructing this week. You want to come up? Stand on the benches here in front.
Peyton, who did we learn about this week?
Daniel.
Kyle. Joey, where did Daniel live as a child?
Jerusalem.
Luke, where was he carried captive?
Babylon.
Tony, who was king of Babylon?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Alyssa, when the Babylonians chose smart young men to be special slaves and gave them special food and wine, what did Daniel and his friends ask for?
Pot. Pulse and water.
Jenna, did they look better or worse after 10 days of trying this?
Better.
Katie, what did Nebuchadnezzar dream?
Of the image with the golden head, the silver breast, the brass thighs, and the iron legs, and the iron and clay feet.
Chandler, what was the meaning of the dream that Daniel told him?
The gold was Babylon, the silver was Medo-Persians, the brass was Greece, the iron was Rome, the iron and clay was the divided kingdoms.
Jacob, what did Nebuchadnezzar build after that dream?
A large golden idol.
Savannah, did Daniel's three friends obey the king and worship this image?
No.
Trey, who were Daniel's three friends?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Joey, what was their punishment?
Getting thrown into the fiery furnace.
Did they get hurt?
No.
Jessica, Nebuchadnezzar had another dream about a tree. What happened to the tree?
It got cut off.
Billy, what did this dream mean?
That God was going to punish Nebuchadnezzar until he knew that God was in, dwells in the kingdoms of men. Rules in the kingdom of men.
Alyssa, when Cyrus, his enemy, had Babylon surrounded, what did Belshazzar do?
Had the party.
Billy, what happened at the party?
A hand came up and wrote, "Meeny, meeny, tickle you, Farson."
And what did Daniel tell them this meant?
That God was going to give the kingdom to the Medo-Persians.
Trey, what happened that very night?
Belshazzar got slayed.
Chandler, when the Medo-Persians were in control, Daniel was chosen as a leader again. How did the other leaders feel about this?
Jealous.
Katie, how did they get Daniel in trouble?
The king made a rule where there was everyone had to worship him, and Daniel was worshiping God, and the people told the king, and they threw him into the lion's den.
Tiffany, how can we be like Daniel?
To do everything right, no matter what anybody says.
Not ready for the verse?
Thank you all very much. The next group that's going to come up forward is the 10 to 12 year old class with Sister Beth Lorquette, and they have a little program they're going to put on for us. It looks awfully colorful so far.
Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was a very proud man. He built a huge golden statue 90 feet high. When the music played, the king ordered everyone to bow down to the statue. But when the music played, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down. They worshiped no one but God. Some troublemakers told the king that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow to the golden statue. So the king summoned the three men come to him.
Come here. Is it true you won't worship my statue? If you don't bow down when the music plays, you'll be thrown into the fiery furnace.
We will worship
no
one but God. Our God.
He will save us,
from the fiery furnace.
Throw them into the fiery furnace. Heat it 7 times hotter than usual.
Into the flames went Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire raged and roared, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't burn up. God sent an angel to protect them.
Come here.
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire and stood before the king.
Praise the God.
Everyone listened in hushed silence as the king said,
"Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for he has sent his angel to save them from the fiery furnace. Let everyone know that he may say nothing against the Lord, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
Can you all give us a memory verse?
The Most High ruleth the kingdom of men.
All right, excellent. That was very entertaining, and I can tell you all learned a lot this week and worked really hard on it. The next thing that we have is the first principles class, or the 13 and up class, and they have a presentation that's going to be over what they learned about this week and a little thing that they did, a project that they did. Brother Gary was their instructor. So.
And hopefully it will work.
And hopefully it will work, he says.
It's on me. Is that on?
Yes. Show it again tonight.
The kingdom of man.
The kingdom of man. This image's head was of fine gold. Babylon. His breast and his arms of silver. Media and Persia. His belly and his thighs of brass. The Greece Empire. His legs of iron. Roman Empire. His feet part of iron and part of clay. Euro Russia. A destruction by the rock. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. The rock. The image stand on its feet, destroyed by rock, hewn without hands. The rock becomes a mountain that fills the whole earth.
If you notice, the image was made out of all the kids.
All right, thank you all.